USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Colleagues from both sides of the aisle are paying their respects to Arizona Senator John McCain, many remembering the six-term Republican's career of service on Capitol Hill and in the Navy. McCain died yesterday at the age of 81 after a long fight with brain cancer. Governor John Kasich says he's pleased to have been friends with McCain.
You know, in politics, a lot of time, they say if you want to have a friend, you get a dog. In most cases, that's true. But when I think about Joe Lieberman and I think about John McCain, that was a deep, deep friendship. And all I can say is, I'm so glad that I knew him.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer among the Democrats remembering McCain's service to his country.
You can't replace a man like that. Everyone looked up to him. Everyone respected him. It's going to take a long time to find another John McCain.
Schumer says he'll introduce a resolution to rename the Russell Senate office building after McCain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
In the 2008 GOP presidential nomination for president, Mike Huckabee came in second to John McCain. Huckabee talks to Fox News about their relationship during the campaign.
He beat me for the nomination, but as soon as that happened, I was very happy to endorse him. I campaigned vigorously, not only for him, but with him all over the country, right up until the day the polls closed. I never had a regret about that. I found him to be an incredibly gracious and grateful person for this country. And the truth is, even though we were political opponents, we were never enemies. We never had a cross word in that entire process.
In September of 2017, McCain told Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes that he wanted a service at the Naval Academy. Before he died, McCain requested that former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush deliver eulogies at his funeral. Former Vice President Joe Biden will speak at a separate service honoring the senator in Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Pope Francis called the church sex abuse an open wound and asked forgiveness in a speech to a rain-soaked crowd at the Holy Shrine in Ireland this morning.
I beg the Lord's forgiveness for these sins and for the scandal and betrayal felt by so many others in God's family.
Francis said the church must be firm and decisive in seeking justice. A U.S. district judge has tossed out key provisions of an effort by President Trump to make it easier to terminate federal employees. USA's Wendy King reports.
The judge ruled that the president has the authority to issue executive orders relating to federal labor relations, including three he issued in May that the administration said would make it easier for agencies to fire workers who performed poorly. But the judge also said presidential orders cannot eviscerate the right to bargain collectively. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Tragedy overnight at a Chicago building fire, resulting in multiple deaths. Fire officials say the call came in just before 4 this morning. The cause is not yet known, but investigators haven't found any smoke detectors. Chicago Fire Commissioner Jose Santiago was on scene in the aftermath.
We have 8 fatalities, of which 6 are children, 2 adults.
If not for the quick actions of a nearby woman who smelled the fire, he said the outcome could have been even more tragic. The fire started on the second floor of the building. The first floor was vacant. The second